We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That guy's a competitor, and he's like, no, I'm fine. I mean, he wanted to keep going. And, you know, because you could see it, you know, wasn't great. Just one of them days. But, you know, them guys that pitched him in, he's like, man, they don't want to offer any excuses, and they're just going to keep battling and keep pitching. And, you know, and heck, the game's right there.
I get it, but, you know, Snit pulled him, and he had to be pulled. He had a right thumb contusion. Julio Teheran last night, that was, you know, in a game where he was pretty much kind of sort of pitching batting practice out there. Rick Hamlin, John Michaels, hi. That was Brian Snicker, manager of our Bravos. And we take one on the chin last night at San Diego, 11-4. We're 35-25, a game up on Washington, 2.5 games up on Philadelphia in the NL East. But do we have a Julio Teheran problem? He has given up, ladies and gentlemen, 19 earned runs in 28 innings in the last five starts. Now, I'm not going to overreact here, but I got my eye on Julio. I had my eye on him earlier this year, told you all I didn't trust him, and then he got his act together. He does not have his act together right now, and I get it last night. You know, I saw blisters online. I'm not sure if I've seen thumb contusion on his right hand, you know, reported it by various outlets here, so we hope that Julio can get well soon. But, John, I'm worried about Julio Teheran.
Yeah, you go back, the ERA was down to 3.65 after an 11-0 win against the New York Mets. And then from that point on, goes down to 3.14. He wins against Tampa Bay back on May the 9th. Beats the Cubs, six innings, does give up, I believe, four earned there. ERA rises to 3.49. They get beat by the – or they actually beat the Marlins, but that was the day that he got banged around for six earned, up to 4.17. The two starts in between there, they do lose, but he pitches fairly well, gets the ERA back down to 4.03, and then last night gets battered around a little bit in the four innings, up to 4.31. Do I say we have a Julio problem? I'm going to say no, only because he's only really had two awful starts, and one was very early in the year, and then the start against Miami I would consider awful. Last night was bad, but it wasn't like egregiously horrible. 3 1/3, seven earned, eight earned. You know, four earned's bad enough.
You're my boy. I totally disagree. He was awful last night. 76-mile-an-hour curveballs, put an 87-mile-an-hour fastball right in the wheelhouse of some dude named Spangenberg. The ball is still going.
You know who he hung out with? Spicoli. Spangenberg was actually one of the stoners that got out of the van at Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Did he conk his head with a van?
Hey, Spicoli, it's Spangenberg. That's my head, bro.
That is such a stoner name, by the way. But in a movie, that is. But
I'll give you that. He was bad last time.
I mean, and it's not just the numbers. Like, I'm watching this game. I'm like, really, Julio? That's all you got? You got these no-names jerking him out of the yard? And just the velocity on the fastball. Dave O'Brien of the AJC was tweeting about it, and I think one of his tweets was like, you know, somebody hit a home run off an 85-mile-an-hour fastball. Oy. So he's kind of looking at this the same way I am. Like, Julio, I ain't giving up on you, bro, but I have my eye on you big time. And, John, I'm going to say yes, we have a Julio problem. 86% of people on my personal Twitter poll, when asked that, said, we have a Julio problem. You are in the minority, my friend. 14% say no, we do not have a Julio problem.
Well, and we've kind of chronicled where he stacks up in this rotation. He's probably the third best guy in the rotation right now. Newcomb's passed him and Folty's passed him as well this year. Both of those guys are having tremendous first parts of the season. We need more from him, no doubt. But I've seen improvement over the course of the year, and I'm hopeful that last night was just a little bit tired. Maybe the thumb contusion really was bothering him. That's why the arm velocity wasn't quite there. And that's something that maybe you do have to sit him a start and get him some rest and relaxation, and he's back ready to roll.
And just one more point, and let's hear from Brian Bridges, the scouting director for the Braves, on a really promising draft last night. Brian Snicker really, I want to give him credit, starting Charlie Culberson in left field, great move. Culberson got a two-out, two-RBI double that tied the game at two, game on, here we go, and then the wheels came off. So I give you credit for that, Snit, but the way he used Luis Gohara last night was ridiculous. two-thirds of an inning, six earned runs, six hits, one walk. I mean, about halfway to that point, you got to realize that my guy doesn't have it tonight. He's coming off of, he's in a grieving scenario. He's got big-time family issues. Get him out of there, man. Get him out of there.
Before we get to Brian Bridges, don't forget the Celebrity Golf Tournament tomorrow, 2 to 6, Topgolf in Midtown, of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Grady Jarrett are going to team up. That's right. We're changing it. It's Target Golf this year. Lots of celebrities are going to be there. Grady Jarrett, Brian Jordan, Vic Beasley, Muhammad Sanu, Tack McKinley, Sean Weatherspoon, Tequila Spikes, Harry Douglas, Ray Lewis, Dave Archer, and many more. So you got to sign up today. Go to the event page, 92.9thegame.com right now. There's like a couple of spots left to register. Go on there. Come out tomorrow. Have a great time. Dukes and Bell will be broadcasting live from there. Our own Grant McCauley, our baseball guy, he's the best in this town. I'll tell you that much. Right now, if you're missing his articles at 92.9thegame.com and on Twitter at Grant McCauley, you're missing out. But he sat down one-on-one with Braves scouting director Brian Bridges talking about the MLB draft.
Here with Braves scouting director Brian Bridges, day one of the MLB draft. Always a lot of excitement to bring a new crop of Braves in and your first round pick. No surprise, you went with another pitcher, pretty talented pitcher. What can you tell us about Carter Stewart and where he fits in with what the Braves have been building the last few years?
Carter Stewart fits right in with ability. Again, big power fastball, 92, will touch 98, work 3-5. Double plus breaking ball on a scale to 20-80, it's a 70. You know, it's really hard for everybody that's into the metrics. The spin rate's the best in baseball. 3,000 is the spin rate on his breaking ball. And as you could see, you know, on the telecast, they put him up in next to major league players. So we feel pretty good about where we are with Carter. You know, he's still young. He's going to have to develop a changeup. But for the most part, you know, we're happy with where we are in that pick for sure. It's definitely not a value pick or anything like that. That guy was definitely one of the top talents in the draft.
We've talked a lot the last couple of years about what the Braves are looking to build, how you're looking to build it, and even as you made your first remarks about Stewart, going back to what made the Braves so successful for so many years, it was pitching and defense, and Stewart just seems to be the next in a line of very talented arms to jump into the stable.
Yes, and, you know, before the draft, you know, you go and meet with kids and you get a chance to talk to them, and he understands the challenges. Families very much so Braves fans, and they understand exactly what we're doing and how we're going about it. And he knows the talent that he's up against in the organization and the kids up for. And that's all you can ask, is somebody to go out there and compete with the tools he has. We feel like, you know, he's well on his way to starting his career that hopefully ends very shortly in SunTrust Park, or at least pushing the guys ahead of him. You know, and that's what you want, is competition.
Got a chance to talk to him a little bit on the speaker with some of the other reporters earlier. Asked him any particular influences or guys that you grew up watching that kind of influenced your style or maybe made an impact on you. And he said Justin Verlander. And he didn't really spend a lot of time hesitating, but he just said the way that he attacks and the style that he pitches is very influential. Could you see a little bit of that, just if you were to put those two names side by side?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. Looking at Carter when he was on the mound, he's in attack mode at all times. So I can see that aggression. You know, definitely the big bender. The curveball, they both probably at that young age possess the same pitch, but I can definitely see his mentality and his poise and how he goes about it being comparable to Carter.
All right, well, you went pitcher with the first pick, you went hitter with the second pick. What can you tell us a little bit about some power that you just added to the Braves organization here?
Grayson Genesta, power hitting right fielder from Wichita State University, big raw power, 6'4", 220-pound right fielder, runs well for a big man, moves well. Led the Cape Cod League in hitting last year, won the award, brings a dynamic that's hard to find, which is power. So athleticism, raw power, and the ability to defend gives us a chance to develop this guy into a good player.
He was a guy who was listed as a first baseman outfielder. When the pick was announced, it was announced as an outfielder. Is that kind of where you guys see him going from here? Because
yes.
Obviously got a pretty good first baseman out there
yeah.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. I don't see anybody taking our first baseman's job, but and definitely don't see Grayson doing it. But we would like Grayson to continue his development in the outfield. We'd like to move him out there. He played center field at Wichita State. So playing center field, you should be able to move to right. And for a big man, you know, it'll be fun to watch.
As you look at maybe his trajectory, if you will, a lot of folks look at college bats and think, hey, they could help out in a hurry. Is Genesta a guy that you look at and think that, hey, if some things go well and he is able to get his legs under him, that he could be a guy that could come sooner than later?
Yes, I definitely believe that. I think Grayson really has a chance to come quicker, sooner than later, as far as that goes, you know, if he makes the proper adjustments, you know, because everybody, it's tough. Everybody's going to have to make adjustments. But, you know, we're adding a big physical guy to our organization that has power. And I feel like that's a dynamic we need in our organization. If things click, he could be there in a hurry.
Day one is in the books. Day two is, seven rounds for you guys because the third-round pick is not available to you this year. Yes. Talked a little bit to you just after the pick and the main media availability. What does not having that third-round pick do as far as the strategy and the draft board and all those things moving forward?
Well, it really came down to exactly what you said before we made this pick. You know, you have a chance to maybe gain some dollars and roll into the fourth round, maybe draft a player that you weren't able to sign before, or you just run with the way your board's lined up and you take that player. So we just went with the board, took the player, and we're going to just go by our board and see what's available. You know, in the fourth round, there's a lot of picks in between, and we'll be ready to go.
All right. He's Braves Scouting Director Brian Bridges. Always appreciate the time. Good luck in the rest of the MLB draft.
Thank you, Grant.
Great job by Grant McCauley and Scouting Director Brian Bridges right there. Now, I loved when he said plus curveball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a plus curveball, plus curveball. And talked about his spin rate being the best in baseball. That's what Brian Bridges said. And he said it's comparable with the Verlanders and with the best spinners of the ball, the best off-speed pitch throwers in baseball. I'm excited about Carter Stewart, John. It's probably, if he's fast-tracked, he's up here in 3 years. If he's super fast-track, that is. If he's fast-track, it's four. If it's a normal progression, it's 5 years. We're not going to see this kid for a while, but I'm excited about him.
Can he start Saturday? Can we just trot him out there Saturday? Let Julio Teheran sit and get Carter Stewart up there?
Not yet.
You got to love
Lil Green.
I'll tell you, you got to love spinners. I'll tell you that much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.